This is HBR episode 2344 entitled, Follow on to HBR 2340, tracking the HBRQ in Python, and is part of the series, Programming 101. It is hosted by Mr. X, and is about 14 minutes long, and carries an explicit flag. The summary is, improved version of script to capture the number of HBR shows in the queue using Python.
This episode of HBR is brought to you by anhonesthost.com. Get 15% discount on all shared hosting with the offer code HPR15. That's HPR15. Better web hosting that's honest and fair at anhonesthost.com.
Hello and welcome, Hacker Public Radio audience. As usual, I'd like to start by thanking the people at HPR for providing this service. It's really quite unique. HPR is a community podcast produced by the community for the community. They've gone to a great deal of effort to streamline things and make things as easy as possible. I'm sure you almost have something that you could include. You might even enjoy it. Why not just pick up a microphone and record something for us? This show is a follow-up show to my previous HPR episode, which was HPR 2340, which was tracking the HPR queue in Python. After submitting it, I got some comments back. The first comment came from Ken Fallon, entitled, You Don't Need to Scrape. He says, Hi Mr. X, haven't listened to your show yet, but you don't need to scrape HPR. This is your network, and if you want a statistic, we can give it to you. There is this page at, and it's the calendar PHP page. If there is an easier format to get the information, we can make it. And I replied to that with comment 2, and it was you don't need to scrape. Hi Ken, sorry for the delay in replying as I've been on holiday. Thanks for the comment. Very good to know. Never thought about asking for a special page. Generally, when you visit a site, you get what you see, and I would never normally think about asking for something tailored for my own very specific needs. My script was hacked together, and I just wanted the job done. I'm sure there are better ways to do it. It was a good learning experience. As it stands, the script downloads the calendar page and grabs the numeric value of the number of shows in the queue. It only gets run once a day and shouldn't put much of a strain on the HPR servers, even in the unlikely event that many people find the script useful. Basically, I need to capture the number of shows left in the HPR queue. I would imagine the simplest way would be to serve a page giving a numeric value of the number of shows in the HPR queue. If you can arrange for that or think of a better solution, that would be great. I'll then have a think about how to modify my script, and perhaps if I get time, we'll do a quick follow-up show. Cheers, Mr. X. And then I got a third comment from Dave Morris, entitled See Show 1986. Hi, Mr. X. I haven't listened yet, but judging from the notes, this looks like a great topic and an interesting show. You might find it useful to look at my show 1986, one of the said series. In it, in example 2, I showed how to parse the current queue level out of the stats file you can look at on the HPR site. The link is at, and he gives the link to his show 1986. The link to the stats you'd need is in the links section of that show, and I also mention it in show 2255. You might prefer the challenge of scraping HTML, but this is a pretty easy route to the information you want, Dave. I replied, re-show 1986. Hi Dave, thanks for getting back to me. Yes, this would be a more eloquent solution. I remember listening to the show and really enjoyed it, though I was unable to give it the full attention it deserved. These days, free time is in short supply. The stats page is exactly what I'm looking for, and it should be very easy for me to grab the required info from it. I seem to remember you and Ken mentioning the stats page on more than one occasion, if only I'd taken the time to look at it. Oh well, it was a good learning experience. At some point, I'll redo my script and post an updated show, time permitting. Best regards, Mr. X. So there you go. That's the story of what happened. Now, that should have been very easy. It should have been a matter of just changing the URL in my script and off it goes. But that's not quite what happened. So first of all, I did change the URL and I got some obscure error about... And of course, I can't remember what the error was. But it was almost as if the Python didn't know how to handle the link I was giving it. So I followed the link using Firefox, and of course I noticed that when you click on it, it doesn't return a web page, such as the calendar page. It opens up a asks to save a text file. So I thought, oh, is it because it's sending a text file as opposed to an HTML page? Because the original link is it's http://hackerpublicradio.org/stats.php, but it returns a file called stats.txt, and I thought that the Python just didn't know how to handle this situation. So I wrote back to Dave, and I kind of said to him, you know, via an email, I said, oh, I don't know how to do this. It doesn't seem to work. Could you supply it as an HTML page, or alternatively, can you suggest how I can get Python to work with this link, or something to that effect anyway? And of course, Dave, being his usual helpful self, came back with a solution which seemed identical to the original line that I used. And of course, I tried the example he gave me, and it worked. So I don't know what the heck happened there. This is a perfect example of rushing and making a mess of something. Had I taken my time, that wouldn't have happened. I would have just changed the URL and it would have worked. So that's what it boils down to. Now, when I was... So, of course, I had multiple versions of my Scratch pad script running about, and I tailored the version I sent to HPR just to tidy it up a little bit, not a huge amount. I'm sure it still has mistakes and whatnot, misspellings and goodness knows what else. But I then had to do the same thing. I felt I had to cleanse the new version I had, plus I introduced a few changes as well. And I thought, oh God, can't really be bothered doing that. So of course I used a tool which I've used occasionally in the past, and it's called Meld, M-E-L-D. It's absolutely excellent. It can, it's a kind of graphical tool which can, you can easily see the differences in two files or directories. I think it can do a three-way comparison, and I think also works with versioning tools as well. So it's a pretty damn good tool. So I've got my two scripts open here, the old one and the new one basically. And just to give you a rough idea what the script originally did is, it basically originally downloaded the calendar page, looked for a string in that page. From the start of that string, when it found it, it counted up, I think it was 70 characters, and captured that string of 70 characters from the beginning of the string it was looking for. And then it looked in that line and looked for a number, looked for the first number. And that first number it used to capture, which would hold the number of shows in the queue. So when we look at the actual changes I've done to this, it basically highlights them in red and has pointing arrows and highlights sections of the paragraphs where the changes. It's very easy to see where the changes are. It's really a smashing tool. So I've actually called the function, rather than calling getHPRQ, it's now called getHPRQ improved. And I've got a comment here. I changed the to mention that I use the stats page basically as opposed to the calendar page. When I capture the content from the stats file, rather than passing it to a variable called HTML content, I just call it text because it isn't HTML content anymore. I mean, I could have called it anything. I could have kept it HTML content, but I thought it would be better just calling it text. So the variable is called text, and so obviously that ripples through the script a wee bit. Anytime it mentions HTML content, I change that to just text. And I think I also changed a variable called HTML page to text page. Minor things that are not really that important. The other thing I did was I thought, right, okay, the line lengths are a bit longer, a bit shorter, and there's a possibility that I could capture a number from another line. Maybe I guess we'd only capture the, I don't know if we'd only just capture the first number or whether it captured both. It might capture the wrong thing. So I changed the line length. Rather than capturing 70 characters, I now just capture 27 characters. I'm sure there's much more elegant ways of doing it than this. As I say, like before, I was in a hurry, a rush, don't have a lot of time. I'm not a programmer. I wish I did have the time I had in the past to sort of think about these things and do things properly, but I don't have the time, unfortunately. I suppose one of the good things about Python, you can get things done very quickly, hack things together. What else did I change? I noticed that it seemed like the calendar page had changed. It said something like days to next free slot. I thought it previously said free shows in the queue or something like that. So I don't know if that's been tweaked since then, but in the stats page, there is a field, a line for days to next free slot. So I changed the output of the script to say days to next free slot as opposed to number of shows in the queue. If you open the stats file, I'll just see if I can find it. It's very useful. Or could be potentially very useful if I can find the thing. Yeah, when you open this stats file, which is generated by the HPR website, it's got the following lines: started, renamed HPR, total shows, total TWAT, total HPR, HPR hosts, days to next free slot, hosts in queue. That's the one that I use, days to next free slot, hosts in queue, shows in queue, comments awaiting approval, files on FTP server, number of emergency shows, 8 days until without media, and I'm not sure what the numbers at the bottom are. But hugely useful. So, HPR started, as I record this, 11 years, 8 months, 19 days ago, on 2005-10-10. It was renamed HPR 9 years, 5 months, 27 days ago. That was in 2011-12-31. Total number of shows, 2,911. Total TWAT is 300. Total HPR, 2,611. HPR hosts, 286. Days to next free slot, 17. Hosts in queue, 9. Shows in queue, 14. Comments awaiting approval, 0. Files on FTP server, 1. number of emergency shows, 7 days until shows without media, 0. Fascinating, isn't it? Anyway, hope I haven't bored you all to tears with that. So that's a slight improvement to my script. Anyway, I think that's all I was going to say. In reality, all it boils down to is I just changed the URL of the script. What a load of waffle for nothing. Anyway, hope you all enjoyed it. Cheers for now. If you want to contact me, I can be contacted at mrx@hpr@googlemail.com. That's mrxathpr, the at symbol, googlemail.com. So until next time, thank you and goodbye.
You've been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. We are a community podcast network that releases shows every weekday, Monday through Friday. Today's show, like all our shows, was contributed by an HBR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hacker Public Radio was founded by the Digital Dog Pound and the Infonomicon Computer Club and is part of the Binary Revolution at binrev.com. If you have comments on today's show, please email the host directly, leave a comment on the website, or record a follow-up episode yourself. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution ShareAlike 3.0 license.